What up?
Hey, it's
Did you just forget the actual name of our podcast?
I did. Wait, it's Hot Ones with no! Hot Mess.
Hot Ones.
It's we Hot
start
Ones.
Eating, we start eating hot wings all the time.
Sean Evans is here with us today.
We got wings all laid out.
Got our sauces.
100,000 decibels.
Decibels.
Isn't it? Wait, what's the actual?
It's Scoville units.
Scoville units. That's right. Also, this is Hot Takes with Hot Mess. It's not Hot Ones, but we're going to just...
I wish we were Hot Ones.
I know, I'm hungry.
Oh, I'm starving, but that's a later matter.
We don't have food this time, which is kind of sad.
You have rice. I got cookie dough.
Well, I just ate all my rice.
With what spoon?
My hand.
Okay.
She was like scooping it.
I was so hungry.
And you gotta do what you gotta do.
You do gotta do what you gotta do.
I know. Speaking of food. We're
picky.
Going into our topics today.
Picky eaters. Topic one.
Picky eaters literally don't deserve rights.
I hate picky eaters.
I feel like...
Oh, I just burped.
Okay, I don't hate picky eaters because I can be one. But
I feel like
I eat more than like chicken tenders. So like that's good.
Which, yeah, I wouldn't consider you a picky eater at all.
Okay.
Yeah, you're not a chicken tender eater because you eat other things.
Yeah.
Besides chicken tenders.
And you like know how to season your stuff. You spice it up. It's always like tasty.
Yeah.
I don't know. And you can like, I feel like we can take you places and we don't have to worry about you being like, oh, I'm just going to get fries or something, you know?
Yeah. I feel that.
You like seasoning. You like, you actually get, you'll get something that's not just like rice.
Yeah. I think that's just from me not being completely white. I think that has a big contribution to it.
I think that too.
You know, mm-hmm. Like the Filipinx, the ancestry.
Yes. That's why. I mean, I wouldn't necessarily consider myself, like, a picky eater, but there's foods that I refuse to fucking eat.
Oh, 100%. Okay. Tomatoes.
Tomatoes, me and Lexi talk about this probably every day.
You guys are weird.
Get out of my face.
I like pico de gallo.
Me too.
I love pico de gallo.
And that's just about it.
I really thought you were going to, like, list.
And that's
well,
just about it.
I have to think. Oh, actually, I like bruschetta. Bruschetta.
Well, that's basically...
Pico de gallo. It's Italian pico de gallo.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. But I won't eat, what's that salad? Oh, like caprese salad?
Yeah.
We'll just eat the mozzarella.
You don't, well, it's like the little, like, grape tomatoes, right? What are they called?
Cherry tomatoes.
No,
it comes with those, like, cut up. I don't like those tomatoes. I don't eat them either.
Yeah, those are weird. The popping sensation is really weird.
I've heard a lot of people talk about how there's a big difference between, like, actual tomatoes and then the little cherry ones.
This is what I'm talking about, the salad.
Oh, okay.
Like, when I went to Europe, they gave me this as an appetizer. I straight up only ate the cheese.
Yeah, that I remember when I went to Italy, that was, like, a really weird Italy. That was, like, a really weird thing that, I don't know. Because I'm like, it's literally just cheese, tomatoes,
and basil.
I'm like, grow up, you know?
Yeah, it's definitely...
I don't know. Tomatoes,
Yeah, when tomatoes are like that, but I could also eat tomatoes, like, salted. Like, literally just cut it into slices and salt it and eat it, and I'm fine with that. Like, I'm cool with it.
I kind of wish that I was, because I feel like tomatoes are on, like, everything.
Everything. Tomatoes and peanut butter, man.
And the worst part is, too, is if I forget to ask for no tomatoes, like, I'll pull it off, but there's that nasty slime residue, and I like, take a bite, and I'm like, throwing up.
It's like the wet
That's
stuff
very true.
With the seeds in it. I hate that. It's like slime.
Yeah, I don't know, just the flavor of tomatoes in general just tastes like really nasty water.
Okay, well, when you describe it like that, I mean, you're kind of killing my tomato vibe.
My tomato vibe. Down with the tomato vibes. I don't want them.
Another thing I don't like, oh god, I have never liked peas and I never will. I've tried. If I get fried rice with peas, oh my god. I would do this when I would go to lunch with Alex freshman year. We would get Panda and I would sit, before I even ate my meal, I would sit down and take out the peas from the fried rice.
Would he eat them?
Huh?
Would he eat them?
No. I just like put them to the side and I feel like threw
it's
them
a,
away.
It's like a tourist thing. Every tourist I know just doesn't like peas. I'm like, what the fuck?
What's happening in the stars?
That's I know. Just like they're just tourists? Like anti peas.
No, they're gross. They they don't have like a bad taste. It's just they're not. They don't give any benefit, and the texture is really weird.
Yeah, I don't.
I do see them as pointless.
Like certain peas, I don't really like. You're most like when you like think of like a pea,
like a little. That's what I don't ball.
Like. But like if it's like the other like the sugar snap peas,
like those are fine. Yeah.
Snow peas, like I like those.
But like peas, like just the green balls.
Is it? Are green beans peas? Like no. How does that work?
Yeah, what is that classified as?
Because I feel like they have like the little like pea
the thing
type
yeah.
things
the
in them,
like the pods.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Very weird. Vegetables are weird.
Cause
what is a green bean?
What is a green bean?
we cut it here. What is a green bean? Think about it, and we'll see you next week.
Okay. A green bean is among the bean family. Oh. Like they're not like.
It's just a bean. Just a green bean.
It's really just a bean. So what are peas exactly? Like what are
it's
peas?
A pea. It's just a pea.
It says it has a protective pod. Ew. I feel like a pea can be a bean too then. If a green bean could be a bean.
Because I feel like peas and green beans are very similar.
Yeah.
Ew.
But green beans just taste way better.
They're very good.
Oh. So legumes. Legumes.
Oh, that's a big like vegan thing.
Those are just like beans.
They're supposed to be like high in protein. So oh, really? Vegans are like, they eat that shit up.
Oh, yeah. So legumes is the whole like family of like beans. Oh. So like peas, string beans.
I feel like I knew this at some point, but.
That's so funny to me.
Yeah. Legumes are just like for like beans that are grown as crops.
We're just like Googling. Like pea facts.
I like beans. I'm a bean girl.
I'm okay with it.
I love beans.
I feel like I never like go out of my way to make them, but if they're already in something, I'll be like, okay.
You catch me at Chipotle, double beans.
Yeah,
double
I know. Beans. I double bean.
How are you guys' assholes okay?
They're already well, lactose I mean... anyway, so. It adds to the, like, I already get cheese on top of that queso, so we're just adding on top of the shits.
No, yeah, you're really just, like, trying to kill your body.
I usually just do the veggie bowl, so I do double beans for protein, and then I don't do a meat, and then I'll do, like, veggies.
Veggies are good.
And then I get free guac. I just load the bitch up. Like, it's like a trough, and I just fill it with everything except for meat, and then I get, like, this whole heavy-ass, like really nice lunch, you know?
Yeah. I like to judge people and what their bowls are.
I know you do. I feel like Chipotle workers...
You do that
workers,
every time we give you our order.
I'm like, no. It's like disgusting.
I'm like, no beans. What the fuck is wrong with you?
That you're like specifically adding me and Megan.
Yeah. Beans add flavor.
They do. They do. I'm always terrified when I order at Chipotle because I get like everything. Stairs. I'm like... Yeah, just like
they like look at you like disgusted as they scoop like 5 scoops of beans into the bowl. Like,
yeah. Because I just know if I was a Chipotle worker and I'm like, can I get double beans? And can I get like, I don't know. For some reason, I'm self conscious of like sour
started.
Cream and cheese. And I'm like they're gonna think I'm gross. That's
I always
just
ask
so much
for like
dairy.
Extra.
No
extra sour cream.
And
I don't blame
cheese,
you though.
And then I'm like,
I do not blame you. Off. Because there are people in like, can I get like extra rice? I'm like, not really, because like
extra.
I know, like you don't necessarily have to pay for it, but like if you're asking for like 6 cubes of rice, like fuck off and pay for it. Like it's not like I'm just gonna give it to you. And then there's people like, can I get double this? And then like their meat, double meat, and then they put literally every single thing onto their burrito, and then they're like,
and then the burrito won't close.
The burrito won't close. It's like, that's your fucking fault. But then honestly, like if we try to roll it and then like it doesn't, and then like we just get a new one, I kind of like a lot of the shit gets stuck in the tortilla, so then it
so
makes it
lose a lot of
you
food.
Lose a lot of stuff. So we just put in a new one and like it's fine. I'm very judgmental with my like customers because like I don't know, there's some adults that I like literally just get rice, cheese, and like meat.
So gross, like, and such a waste of money. It's like if you're gonna eat a Chipotle, utilize the ingredients.
There's like people who get like rice, cheese, and meat, and then they're like, that's it.
freak show.
And it's like $7.
The circus.
And then there's also people who'll get like double meat with guac and queso, and their like whole bowl will be like $15 for a bowl. Which is crazy.
They best be eaten at Earth.
Oh my god. But honestly, I as much as I've worked at Chipotle, like I'll still eat it.
I love Chipotle. It's something that will never get old to me.
Yeah. I would, like, even like working there for over a year, like I still crave it.
What? What are you laughing about over there? You want to tell the class?
I was like taking a Snapchat, but with that like filter that like really distorts your face, and I was like, oh, yours killed me. I just started, I couldn't, I was like trying to hold it in, but I was like, I sent it if you'd like to see.
I would love to see it.
What's another food? Like, what do you guys like? Oh, you.
Wait. Hold on. Before I forget, I just remembered this. Like, do you remember when we were we like in LA coming back from something? We stopped.
Corner Bakery.
Yeah.
Alex.
Was that after Flog?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So it was after Camp Flogna. And I got this mac and cheese and it had all these tomatoes in it.
For no reason.
And I was like, this is not the move. So I started like picking all the tomatoes out. And then he was like, you're not going to eat those? And I was like, what? And it was just like a fat lump of tomatoes. Like, it looks so gross.
I literally have a video of
and
it.
And he was like, I was like, no, do you want them? And he was like, please. And then I just like was spoon feeding a giant, like massive piles of tomatoes into his mouth. And I
was
like,
that's disgusting.
I was like on the verge of throwing up. I was like, this is the grossest
like,
thing I've ever seen.
That is horrific.
Yeah, it was pretty terrible.
Well, you know what I hate? Olives. I don't see the point to olives.
Okay.
I don't like olives.
I'm okay with, like, black olives, but I can have, like, one and then move forward. Any other kind, I have to avoid. The kind that's in,
Kalamata
like, Greek salads.
Olives.
Oh, those are disgusting.
I do like green olives when they have, like, the garlic and, like, carrot or whatever, like, or pepper shoved in them. I'm like, okay. Like,
those
the cocktail ones. I'm like, I can do that. Makes
that
me feel like Shrek, but... I just feel like that's something he would eat in his like swamp, but
yeah.
It's good. I can't do like black olives.
You,
me,
and like seafood.
Oh yeah,
seafood. I guess is understandable because it's pretty common, but then like seafood's really good.
I love seafood.
Well, like I want to
sushi?
Eat it.
Oh,
it looks really pretty. I literally worked at a seafood place.
Which is crazy, because you worked in a poke place.
Yeah, that would, if I didn't like seafood and I had your job, I would be like, I feel like I would be thrown up. And be
oh,
like,
no,
this
it didn't bother
nasty.
Me at all. It was fine. It
like
looked really pretty.
Smell.
It looked really pretty.
True.
And I was like, I liked making it, because we do like sushi burritos where you just like roll it up, but you don't like cut it or anything. And that was so fun. Like, I used, like, everyone used to like applaud me because I would just like make them super fast and like roll them perfectly. And they're like, oh, wow.
Ooh, she can make a burrito.
Like, wow, she can roll food
I know, people
together.
People do that when I'm like rolling burritos. They're like, we'll see if he can do it. I'm like, I can fucking do it. Like, shut the fuck up. Like, go away. They're like, this is my job. Of course I can fucking roll a burrito. They're like, I just want to see if you can do it. I'm like, I'm gonna fucking do it. Like,
wait, the customers?
Yeah, the customers.
Ew.
Especially when they're like kind of bigger too. They'll be like, they're like, oh, good luck trying to roll that one.
I know.
Like, like, all right.
And it'll fucking
thank
rip.
You.
And then I'll be like, that's your fault that you fucking wanted to get every single thing on this fucking line.
Like extra of everything.
Yeah, especially the hardest burritos to roll are sofritas because it's just soft.
Mm.
But then I can, like, I've gotten a lot better rolling burritos lately, so. Yeah.
No, the one thing that would make me really mad with the burritos, because they were sushi burritos, were they would get them and then be like, can you cut it? And I'm like, oh, yeah, in half, because, like, we cut it in half all the time, like, before we... And I was like, oh, we already cut it in half. And they're like, no, like, can you cut it into, like, six pieces? And I was like, so you want just, like, a whole, like, a regular sushi roll. Why are you here?
Like, go that, get like, that's fucking not our... sushi.
Like, that's not, like, this is not our job. Like, we do burritos and poke bowls. Like, we don't... Like, no.
Yeah.
And then my boss was standing there, like...
Cut it.
And I was like, what the hell? So I was trying, it's like falling apart. I was like, what?
I know.
I was like, what is the point of this?
It's not meant to be cut like that because those are like bigger.
Yeah.
Do you want this last bite?
Oh, please.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good one.
They're eating my leftover vegan cookie dough.
It's so good.
From Costco,
it is.
$6.99.
So you can just like munch on it.
Yeah.
No salmonella.
Literally eat it or bake it. Yeah. Eat it raw or baked.
Oh, this is so good.
Going back to fish, though.
Oh, yeah. When I was younger, I had the first, because I always wanted to like raw fish, because when I would eat sushi, I would just eat like typical rolls.
Mm-hmm.
It's like tempura shrimp rolls or just like California rolls.
Yeah.
And then I think I was 13. That was the first time I ever had raw fish. And I was like, hey, like, let me try it. And then I had,
let me try.
I had like a Philadelphia roll, you know, the one with like raw salmon.
Yeah.
And the cream cheese. And I ate it and I was like, bleh.
Really?
When I was 13.
Oh, those, oh, they go hard.
Now, I really fucking love raw fish. And I think a big reason is because when I was younger, my parents were like, Krisha, like, what if we ever go to Japan and we're just going to eat sushi? Like, what are you going to eat? I was like, okay. So then I think it's just because I got older and I just, it seemed more appealing to me that I like love like nigiri, like rolls and stuff with the raw fish on top. Mm.
Those are so good. They're just like so expensive. I feel like it's the one where it's like only one roll, right?
Yeah. It's the one with like the rice and then the fish on top.
Yeah. But they're so good.
I know. It's hella expensive here.
It is.
But then when we went to like Tokyo, we did the revolving sushi bar thing and we had like a solid, maybe like 60 plates. And then my sister, we got like appetizers and like ramen drinks and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It was only $100.
Wow.
For five people.
That's not bad at all.
So I probably ate like 30 pieces of sushi, which is amazing.
It's amazing.
I wish that I liked sushi.
It's so good.
And that sucks. I mean, it sucks because like sushi is like an event.
Yeah. You show up.
No, I know. Everyone, like, there have been multiple times, like, even this past summer when my friends would be like, oh, sushi night, and they won't even ask me. They're like, yeah? And I'll be standing there, and they're just like, what are you going to get? And I was like, they have chicken. Please. I like the edamame.
That's it. You can be, well, you don't really like avocado that much either.
It's like growing on me. I just keep eating it.
If you get the avocado cucumber rolls, like, but those are so good. It's got the crunch. It's got the slime.
But I don't like seaweed.
Ah, yeah, that's...
It's just not for me. I just don't think sushi is for me.
Sushi is just...
It's a delicacy, man. What's the weirdest fish you've ever had?
I'm trying to think.
I've had, like, jellyfish before, which was really weird for me.
What was the texture of that?
It was crunchy.
They like fried it?
No, I don't think it was fried. It was like
dried?
No, it was wet. It was weird. It was like wet. I don't know, but you like bit into it and it was really good. Like whatever sauce. A little bit. It was just the tentacles. It wasn't like the actual like I don't know. Body?
Yeah.
I guess.
I don't know.
It was the arms and legs and they were Yeah, they were good. They were weird. I really ate them up. I enjoy like when something looks really fucking weird. Like I enjoy eating it because I'm like,
this is odd.
This is weird, you know.
Like, this is the weirdest fish I've ever eaten.
What is that?
So, the whole thing I ate was my mom. We went to this specific restaurant. It was like a coastal town off like south of like Tokyo and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So. This is, like, the specialty of, like, that little town. And I don't remember what they're called, but they're tiny little, like, stringy fish. And I don't know, but I was, like...
Oh, my God. Those are all individual fish.
Yeah, they're little tiny fish. And you can see the eyeball.
Oh, my fucking God, bro. You're just eating them whole.
Yeah, and I was so hesitant
to eat it. They're like noodles.
Yeah.
Wait, let me see.
So, oh, my God.
I was hella hesitant to eat it, but I'm like, you know what? I'm on vacation. I should just try it. And then I ate it. I was like, wait, like, I mean, they're kind of, it's like weird, but it's good. Like, it's fishy, which is something that I enjoy, but it just added like a little like noodly texture.
That's crazy.
Is so weird. They literally got like, they made them into noodles.
They kind of looks like rice noodles.
Like, they're so
cute. Like,
you can
make some pasta with that.
Yeah, they're just like little baby fish, like white fish, and you can literally see their eyeballs.
Isn't that weird? That's the part that would turn me off is the eyeballs.
Mm, being able to like actually see it.
It was good. Yeah, it was good. I had it with like a tempura cake. It was good.
Okay. Yeah, I would definitely try it. But
aren't there people who like actually eat like fish like heads and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Like frying it.
I'm pretty sure my grandpa used to do that. Yeah. It used to scare me.
No, it's like my grandpa would probably do that too. Yeah.
I remember when I would go to Reno as a kid, mm-hmm. and we would stay at the GSR.
Oh, yeah. The Grand Sierra Resort. My home.
Yeah. No, there's this one, like, Japanese place, and they would serve, it was, like, a whole ass, like, fish with the eyeballs and everything. Mm-hmm. Like, everything they serve, like, they would have lobster, but it's still, it's, like, the whole thing just, like, sitting there, and you had mm-hmm. to, like, tear it apart yourself. When I don't know, I feel like that's one of the reasons why, like, from a young age, I was always like, eh, like, meat's kind of scary. Just seeing it, like, whole on the table this, like, and, like, ripping thing. It apart. I'm like, oh, my fucking God. Like,
like, we are animals. We yeah, are like, this tearing is tearing this up.
This is literal, like, we're surviving out here.
Yeah, I like crab.
I love crab.
Yeah, like, I can that's eat that also for an sure. event.
Like, you have to, like, crack it open and everything.
And that's an event that I could attend.
Mm. Yeah, there we go.
With some butter.
Ooh.
Wait, we should go to Boiling Crab.
That shit's expensive, isn't
it's
it?
It's so good.
I mean, I feel like we gotta start treating ourselves every now and
yeah,
then.
Yeah, we can
no,
just
yeah.
get in, like,
very
Gina
true,
Hutt.
Very true.
Because if I keep eating all this cheap shit, I'm gonna get really sad.
Yeah, very true. What I made last night, oh my God.
Oh,
that
yeah,
was...
you made a concoction.
I made a concoction. Okay.
And it kind of hit, though. It was really good.
It hit when it was, like, super hot. Last night.
And then it got gross.
Then it got gross. So I've been vegetarian for circa, like, a month now, with a couple of exceptions in between. But basically last night, so my mom used to make stuffed bell peppers, right? And it was, like, bell peppers, and they had this, like, sort of stuffing in them. They were really good.
Yeah,
they had, like,
meat.
Yeah, and, like, cheesy and stuff like that. So I tried making that, but, like, a vegan version last night. And all I had was bell peppers, vegan ground beef, and vegan slices of cheese. And I thought that would be okay. And I called my mom, and I was like, wow, like, how do you do this? And she was like, oh, like, you need rice, you need, like, diced tomatoes, you need onion, you need all of this stuff. And I was like, what the fuck? And so I ended up just, like, cutting up the peppers. I put everything into a stir fry. I cooked noodles, and I made some weird ass pasta. Like, it was penne pasta, but it turned into, like, a chili because I was using, like, vegan ground beef. It was really good when it was, like, super hot, but it like, as soon as it started getting warm, like, room temperature,
it was, like, slimy.
It got slimy and sticky because
of
the cheese.
Is literally, like, stir fry.
That's all I can
That's
do.
All you make.
That is literally all I can
you
do.
You just throw it all in one big thing,
and I just, like, fucking fling it around. Like, That's it's all.
All because of that one time at VA, they had that little thing where they teach you how to make stir fry.
Yeah.
They did?
Yeah.
And you attended, I'm assuming?
Me and Andrew attended because it was free dinner. So we showed up. It was like in the common room.
Oh, and like where they had that little like.
Yeah. When it was like all redone and everything. And we like, I don't know, it was really cool. I felt like I was in, like, HGTV or, like, some, like, cooking show. And, like,
there
was
not
this,
HGTV.
Yeah, I don't know. Some
Food Network.
Fucking Food Network. Chopped. And Chopped. Yeah, I felt like I was on Chopped. And there's, like, this real chef bitch who was like, okay, you're going to, like, do this. Boom. Cut this. Boom. Click. You know? And,
boom,
yeah.
Bat.
I made some bomb-ass stir fry, and ever since, that's all I can do because it's the only skill I've learned. So.
We need to start having, like,
cooking nights
where, like, we actually get everyone involved so everyone can actually learn how to do something. It was funny. I was making my food last night, even though it was, like, leftovers, but I was making it, and I had, like, Sophie try it.
Mm-hmm.
And then this morning I walked out of the bathroom and she's like, you inspired me to start cooking. I was like, what? She's like, I just don't know where to start. She looked at me and she's like, how do you cook? I was like, what? She was like, I'm going to go to the store and get stuff. And I was like, well.
How do you cook?
I was like, I can't answer that with one answer.
So you were just like, yes.
I was like, yes. How do you cook? Yes.
Oh, my God. Yeah, no. I have no idea. When I started, I was like, fuck this. This is stupid. Like, I don't want to survive. I would rather die than, like, cook food for myself. Like, I would rather fucking die.
I feel like that's how Megan is, too. I hear her, like, complaining about that a lot.
We always
talk about how we wish that we could just, like, she's always talking about how she wishes she could, like, photosynthesize.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I want to, like, filter feed. Like, think about how much easier life would be if
you're like bottom feeders.
Like, it would be so easy. You just, like, take in the air.
Yeah, that's it.
And you're good.
And it's free.
It would be, yeah.
It's not time consuming.
If you were like one of those like algae eating fish, like think about how easy life is. Unless you're like in like a predatory.
Like, except you're like prey. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You're also predator to the algae.
But like.
Predator
who
and
need that?
Prey.
Who need that? Remember how we were talking about, Kirsch and I were talking about how we should have a cooking show, but with everyone on the house.
Oh, Chopped.
Like our own version of Chopped.
Yeah.
But Karish and I decided that I did not like that sound.
That
weird.
Was a gross sound. But, we all heard it.
Yeah. But Karish and I decided that we would be the judges.
Well, yeah. Who else would?
Ew, I keep hearing it.
Oh, what's that?
What is going on here?
I don't know. I'm not a fan, though.
No, you guys would be like the only judges because no one else can fucking cook.
No one else.
I feel like
actually cooks.
I feel like if you guys were the judges, though, I would win. I would take home that money. That
I'm
cash
trying to
prize.
Think because, like, what else? I haven't really seen anyone make anything. I feel like the one who would lose.
I feel like me and Alex.
I feel like
would
Allie
be...
would lose for sure. Oh, easily. Because I've only seen her make like toast.
Yeah.
Like cinnamon toast.
I mean, Alex only eats like Velveeta
and Trader Joe's pre-made food.
Yeah. So I feel like I think you have a really good chance. I feel like you and Megan would be up there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I see Megan like making stuff.
With her chicken.
She's like leveling up on her chicken pasta. Now,
oh yeah, she keeps making the same dish but just adds something different each time and it just keeps evolving.
It's like a video game.
No, yeah.
She's gaining XP.
It went from like buffalo chicken and rice to buffalo chicken on pasta. Alfredo pasta.
With ranch dressing.
With ranch. We'll see what she makes tonight. Stay tuned.
She's going to start adding, like, a ton of seasoning and, like, I feel like she's going to throw some weird extra thing on there.
We'll see.
Like, yeah, now I'm, like, intrigued.
I'm keeping tabs.
I'm
invested in this journey.
Yeah.
What else do I not eat? Actually, I think I'm pretty good with, oh, raw onions. Raw fucking onions.
I'm okay if they're in, like, tacos, but red onions I can't stand.
Red onions are okay.
We're so switched.
But
I'm like Shrek. Literally. I
just
will
like
eat
taking
any
a whole
type
ass
of, like,
bite out of it.
Yeah.
That one time you were eating like your vegan burger and I saw the fucking thick ass layer of red onion. Like you literally just cut the onion
fuck
in the
you,
middle.
Man.
And
it was like a centimeter thick. That was
it was
so
like
gross.
Thicker than the patty.
It was literally like not just a single ring. It was every single ring from the center of the onion in your burger. And
it was. You're exaggerating.
No,
you are exaggerating.
It's like you took two cuts in the middle of an onion and pulled that part out. I think that's what you did.
No, I did not.
Yeah.
You're crazy. You're insane.
And here's your onion burger. Nasty.
I don't know. I wouldn't doubt it.
She's insane.
I don't.
Lexi.
Listen, I didn't see it firsthand. However,
it was okay.
I'm kind of believing her.
It was like three rings, but what? It was thick. It was like really. It was thicker than the patty. It was probably like that thick.
So like a centimeter around.
Yeah.
And it was
three like onion rings, like back to back to back, because I didn't like separate them.
That's so thick.
Disgusting.
Yeah, I don't know.
How was your breath doing after that?
Stank.
It stank.
I brushed my teeth. I don't know.
Is it he?
I don't know, man.
I could not. That's an overwhelming amount of onions. I couldn't do that. And even with onion rings, I'll eat like two, but then I can't eat more.
Really?
Yeah, like onion rings are very overwhelming. Like if I eat two, then I'm like, okay, like I've had enough.
When it comes to like vegan
rings.
Patties, though, you have to overwhelm your taste buds,
because
or else
the
you're gonna
not
the best, you know.
That's why I put pickles. I used
love
to,
pickles.
Yeah, that's why I put
pickles are
on
good.
I
don't like them on my burger though.
Really? I used to hate pickles, and then actually, the funny thing is, like, I never for a lot of the foods I don't eat.
I never actually ate them.
Like pickles and like green beans were foods that I was like, ew, that's like fucking disgusting. And then
ew.
I tried it for the first time. And that's when I like it. Because the first time I ever had green beans was the tempura green beans.
Yeah, from The Habit.
From The Habit. Those shits,
they
those
smack.
Are so good.
With
those are
ranch?
So good.
Yes.
That ranch is good too.
Pickles, I had it on a Cubano sandwich. And I was like, okay, like if it's supposed to be in the sandwich, I'll try it.
When was that?
Like 2 years ago, probably.
I also remember I had pickles on my sandwich, and you took a bite, and you were like, "Are like, those pickles?"
Yes. And I was like,
okay. I remember you, I think it was like you or Megan were going off about how it was strange that I had pickles and cucumbers in the same sandwich. I was like, listen.
I was like, those are literally the same thing.
Okay, but one was like sitting pickled in vinegar for like who knows how long. So.
Yeah, that part's kind of creepy.
That it just sits there.
It's just sitting, fermenting, or like whatever it does.
Anything pickling, like that's really odd to me.
Yeah.
But I mean, they always taste good because I really like vinegar. So I'm like eating it up.
I really like pickles on like the little McDonald's cheeseburgers.
Oh, they're so good.
Like, yeah. But like, they give you like
two slices.
Yeah, but it's like the best part.
Yeah, it's if like it's once like you one get bite. To
the pickle, then it's like, and you got the onion in there, like a little bit of onion and the ketchup.
Have you ever just like taken a McDonald's burger and just like separated it and looked at how sad it actually looks?
Yeah.
Like even before you separate it, it looks sad. It's like super flat. Mm-hmm. But then you take a bite and it's like.
And it's like a burst of flavor.
And like diabetes.
Uh huh.
Just in your mouth.
I'm going to try to do that. I'm going to try to make like, I'm going to get like Beyond Burgers and try to make my own.
Oh, no, yeah. I mean, like, that's, like, where, like, half the recipes that I like to make are ones that I've gotten from, like, restaurants and just, like, try to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, ooh, this hits, but I don't want to pay this much money for it all the time.
True.
Just make it myself.
Yeah.
It's not a bad idea.
That's what I tried doing with, like, Everbowl, like, acai bowls, because I worked there, so I know how to do everything, and so I just, like, what was that?
Whoa.
Oh my god.
Wait, what does that do?
It was just my mic.
That was just really weird.
Wait,
to
do
like...
it again?
No.
Whoa, wait. Whoa, that's weird because there's no more like background sound.
I feel like
it's because I don't have a there's not a thing on here.
Oh,
okay.
That like muffles it. So that's why it's also really loud. That's why I'm like I keep it away from my face.
It when you turn it off, it feels like you know those rooms that are just, like, silent and, like, people freak out after, like, 5 minutes?
Mm.
That's what I felt. Like, I started, like, panicking. I don't know. It's like, oh, God, why is it so quiet?
No, yeah, just my mic. Believe that.
Believe that. What were we talking about?
I
don't remember. Let's talk about, like, Lil Nas X or something. Some random shit.
He came out.
That was, like, a summer thing.
Yeah.
Well, surprise.
Are you guys annoyed with the whole Lil Nas X thing yet?
What do you mean?
Just, like, him being everywhere.
No.
Honestly, I don't go on social media enough to, like, get annoyed by anything, which is a problem because, like, I'll be like, ooh, love this stuff, and then I realize that they were, like, canceled a month ago, and I'm like, oh.
Wait, yeah. Who?
No, I just mean, like, in general, because, like, that's happened to me before. I don't remember exactly with who, but, like, I'd be, like, talking about something, and they're like, you didn't hear what happened?
They're canceled.
And I was like, sorry.
like Sabrina Claudio.
Claudio.
What happened with her?
I think she had, like, a Twitter account a long time ago where she was, like, just, like, racist. And she would like call people the N-word for no
she
reason.
Just,
it was like,
had
a troll
account. Just to be racist.
No, yeah, like, just for
that's
that.
That's power. Why are you guys leaving me out of this?
Sorry.
They're taking photo booth pictures, but I'm stuck behind the computer because I have something to contribute. Stop.
I look horrible.
They go all silent when they're taking
you
their
pictures. You look so good.
Thank you.
I, like, don't want to do that anymore.
I just, you're like, I would actually rather never take a picture with you ever again.
Yeah, I was like, I just looked really bad.
Wait, let me see it. If you're gonna be talking about it. What? Was that from the last time we recorded?
No, that's when I was playing GTA in your room.
Oh.
And she took a picture of me. It looks like I'm in Paris, but it looks like I'm shitting because of, like, the position I'm in. Anyway, no, I just said, are you guys annoyed with Lil Nas X? Because I've seen, like, on Twitter recently, people like, shut the fuck up. Shut up.
Mm. I think, like, he's fine. Like, I don't know. He's kind of just doing his thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like, I don't know. He doesn't bother me. But also, I don't see him enough. Like, on Twitter, because I do follow him on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I don't know. His tweets are kind of funny.
I don't think I follow him. But I don't even go. Like, I go on just to tweet something really dumb, and then I get off. And that's about all the social media activity that I do.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, no, I'm basically like really me behind. Too. I haven't really been, like, looking through my feed or anything.
Like, I'm pretty sure everyone in the house knows information before I do. So I just wait for everyone to tell me, and then I'm like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I really don't have a problem with, like, with him. But if I hear that, like, horses in the back song one more time, I'll lose it.
That's literally the only problem I have with him is that song. It just went diamond.
And the thing is, it's not even his fault. Like, he literally just made this song, and then it got and it blew up, and then because everyone else played it so much, then it got so annoying.
At this point, it's like a kid's song, which is another
thing. It's like a Fortnite song.
Yeah, all the kids at work, when I worked over summer, were like, can you play Old Town Run? I'm like, no, I hate that song. But then it's funny when they're like, lean all in my body. I'm like, y'all are like nine. Like,
what? Hey, y'all know what that is?
They got that double styrofoam cup.
Double cup.
But like, think back to when like we were younger and we
singing like and, promiscuous.
I'm talking like if you're thinking about like because like the age of kids that like are listening to this music now, this is like back when we listened to like the Gummy Bear song. And like weird stuff like that.
The duck song.
Like this shit is so annoying. And like, we would genuinely play it all the time.
The duck walked up to the lemonade stand. And he said to the man, run in the sand. Okay.
Hey, bum bum bum. Got any grapes?
Does anyone know what that means?
I don't.
Like I was like thinking about it. And I was like, what?
Hey.
What is that? What is this song?
Oh, wait a minute.
Walked up to a lemonade stand.
And he said to the man, run in the stand. I think that's, like, the point of it, though. It's he's, like, saying... And he's like, no, I don't have grapes. Like, fuck you.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
The thing about that is, like, it's not... It was never necessarily, like, a radio song that's, like, meme-y.
Mm.
It was just kind of like, oh, this is something we all knew as a kid. And it was, like... We wouldn't really listen to it, but we all knew it because it was funny to us. Because Old Town Road's, like, an actual song that, like...
That's true.
Has all this stuff, like, for it. You know, it could probably get nominated for a Grammy if it wanted to.
It probably could.
Yeah. Like, what songs did we have as kids?
I think it is going to be nominated, actually.
It probably will. I think it will be.
He could probably be nominated for Best New Artist, too, which it wouldn't be a bad thing. But
yeah.
Yeah, like, I really don't mind him. I think, like, the concept of Lil Nas X is cool.
Mm-hmm.
But... Yeah, just not a fan of that song.
Yeah. But yeah, that song in particular, I'm like, what I just do without it?
His other songs aren't bad. Like, that rodeo song, the one that has...
Oh!
The rodeo one is all right.
I like that one.
Yeah.
And like Panini. Panini, even, like, even that, that one like, is starting to get old.
It's starting
like,
to get there.
I'm like, oof. It just reminds me of the cat, like, whipping and hitting the nene. Mm. You know that video where it's like...
Yeah. Maybe that was, like, our meme song, like, watch me whip.
Maybe.
No, that was definitely one
meme song.
What was another one?
Yikin. Stand over yikin. Big ass booty on my lap.
No, I wouldn't necessarily.
That was just like a really popular song. I don't think it really got like meme-y though.
True.
Harlem Shake.
That's one.
That one. Wow. Like you couldn't escape that song. When it came out.
That's actually a good example because, like, Bauer, or however the fuck you say his name, like, he's
great
like
music.
Great music.
Fantastic music.
Yeah, but then that song, it's like, oh my god, that's what he's tied to.
Like, that's what he's tied to.
Yeah, it's like Harlem Shake. You'll always think of Harlem Shake. And I feel like with Lil Nas X, you'll always think of, like,
Old Town Road.
Yeah, but like, the other music could be, like, really great.
It's like Carly Rae Jepsen with Call Me Maybe.
Call Me Charlie.
I Really Like You and Charlie with fucking Boom Clap.
Boom Clap!
At least, well, Charlie barely acknowledges that song anymore, but Carly Rae Jepsen, she'll perform Call Me Maybe because it's, like, a fun song to listen to.
Yeah.
Like, it's really fun to, like, sing live because it's, like, Call Me Maybe.
I don't know, like, I hadn't heard it in a really, really long time, and then I heard it...
In OGs,
and I was, like, honestly, like, I'm, like, dancing to this. It's not bad. Yeah. I think it's just when you hear any song too much,
you
just start to hate it.
I feel.
I think that's, like, one of the problems, like, low-key going back to, like, TikTok is because you hear the same songs over and over again, and then I start to hate those songs because I'm, like, what it's associated with and, like, you know, so, like, just, like,
you start seeing cringy TikToks all the time, and you're like, oh, my God.
I can't listen to this song
like,
anymore.
Yeah, like, fuck you all.
Like, yeah, so, like, overplaying. I don't know. I like the fact that I stay off of, like, social media too much because then I don't get annoyed with artists, but then it's funny because then like I'll be like, oh, this song is good, and everyone's like, I hear this so much, and I'm like, well, I don't, so like I don't know what to tell you.
No, yeah, I feel like people be doing that a lot. Or, like, as soon as they, like, they'll stand an artist for a long time, and then the artist they stand blows up, and then they get pissed that the artist blows up. They're like, this is my artist. And then it gets so big, and then everyone's like, ew, like, you really listen to them? Like, that's so basic. I'm like, shut up. Literally shut up. Go back to listening to, like,
TV Girl. It's just people getting bigger. Yeah. It's like, they get, like, don't you want, that's another thing, is like, don't you want these people to get successful? And, like, if you support them so much, like, don't you want them to have fans? Like,
yeah.
I guess I just don't want them to have the wrong fans, which is kind of understandable, but also it's like, that's not your choice. Not your, like, you have no say in that.
Yeah. Like, with Tyler, the Creator, I feel like once he released Flower Boy, he got, like, a huge, like, flood of fans, like, new fans. But, like, I don't know. Now I feel like he's, like, legend status, whereas before he released Flower Boy, like, no one, I mean, he just had his, like, golf boys.
Like, everyone that I know listens to Tyler now, which is so surprising, because, like, back before,
in, like, high school,
no one did.
Yeah, he used to,
like,
be...
everyone knew Yonkers, and they're like, oh, that crazy dude who ate a fucking cockroach.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, kill people, burn shit, fuck school.
white girl under the... What's in my trunk?
White girl.
Like, that's so bad. But yeah, I don't know. Maybe just because he went, like, softer.
Yeah.
A little bit with Flower Boy.
I wouldn't say more melodic. Friendly, but it is. It's more like, it can appeal to more people. Because Yonkers cannot appeal to everyone. Mm-mm. For some reason, it appealed to me when I was 13. Not 13, yeah, that, like 12 even.
It was that, like, you, like, watch it and you're, like, kind of scared, but you're like, it's why like, do I like this? It's, like, this
kind of edgy. Yeah.
It's like being edgy without realizing.
That is weird, because he did get really, like, GP friendly, but at the same time, like, his music is still, like, it's like, you don't hear it anywhere else. Yeah, like, exactly. It's like, I don't know.
It's also because music is, like, evolving, you know?
Yeah.
Because, like,
I feel like a lot of people are starting to go a little weirder with their music now.
It's
people are getting more experimental.
Yeah.
Yeah, which I fucking love.
No, yeah, I really like it. And it's so, like, I feel like that's why, like, a lot more people are getting into the people who used to be considered weird before, because music is just overall getting weirder.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm okay with that.
I'm perfectly cool with that.
I'm fine with that.
I almost feel like, Tyler is, like, Kanye status. Like, when Kanye, like, dropped Yeezus, I feel like he's, like, kind of, like, reaching that point of, like, being an icon.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But also, I feel like, I feel like Igor didn't reach the level that Flower Boy did.
No, yeah.
And I don't think Flower Boy.
It was like Flower Boy.
Jesus, either though, I think it was close.
Yeah,
it was up there. But Kanye is just Kanye, so I feel like he's one of those people like because he made such a presence outside of music too.
Yeah,
with like the VMAs and all with like all of his like stunts. Yeah, that's very true.
Like every single person probably knows who Kanye is.
He's like more celebrity.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And also being with, you know, like, Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
That also adds something, too.
What's that? What's the new album called?
Jesus is King.
Oh, yeah.
That is... When does that drop?
The 20-something. I think it comes out, like, this weekend.
Shit. Do we think that it's going to follow through?
I don't know, but I mean...
What is that?
What are you guys looking at now?
Ew.
It's literally, like, a video of, like, a brain and, like, someone, like, fingering it.
Oh.
It's, like, a pocket pussy brain. Ew. And, like, someone has, like, their thumb in it with a glove. Just,
go
like...
fuck your brains out.
I'm like, what?
Oh, God, I don't
what
like
is
that.
Going on?
I don't like that. Anything else to add, Carisha? You've been silent over there for a minute.
Well, I was just looking at Jesus King. Anyway.
Is that the album cover?
I don't know.
He's so annoying.
Like, I used to stand. Like, he makes it so hard.
Don't get me wrong. I think he's an incredible producer. But just as of late, he has been so fucking annoying. Just, like his stunts have been getting so old to me.
I'm
just, like, over it. And all these, there's still so many, especially from my high school, there's so many people who are, like, up his ass and, like, literally would just get on their knees and suck them off in 2 seconds. And it just pisses me off. I'm like, please.
I just don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like I've been noticing a lot of other people who are doing much cooler things than he is lately. Mm-hmm.
He's getting washed up. Like, he's starting to get old. He's running out of ideas. Yeah. Like, he's starting to sing about things that are kind of boring.
And now he's like, let me just stir the pot somewhere just to, like, keep my fame up and, like, you know? And I'm
No, literally. Because, like, I don't know. I feel like that whole group does that. Like, the Kardashians, Kanye, Travis Scott. And, like, Travis Scott by association.
Yeah.
What's the deal with him and Kylie? Are they, like,
They're not together.
Done? No, they broke up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or they said they were taking a break, but I don't know. I mean,
like, right now they're just co-parenting.
And this was, like, pre-Rise and Shine.
Yeah.
Rise.
Well, that Rise and Shine is probably filmed.
It's probably recorded a while ago.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But it was before it came out, before it dropped, the video.
I read that the big reason that they separated was because Kylie wanted to extend their family, but obviously, like, Travis is so busy with, like, music and stuff that obviously he don't want to do it now.
Aww. Yeah. Well, I mean, what's the rush?
I know, which is understandable.
She's literally, like, 12.
Like, what's the rush?
She's only 3 years older than us.
There's no rush. Like, you really can, like give it another, like, couple years. I don't know.
Yeah. Like, you got... She has so much time. Rise and shine.
Right after we watched it all together, CJ and I saw each other the next morning, and we just, like, sang it to each other and, like, kept going about our day.
I was, like, delusional because I just woke up.
Yeah.
And I was like, rise and shine.
Ooh, vocals. Very airy.
Very breathy.
Well, all right. That's our podcast for today.
That's our podcast.
What do we even talk about?
I don't know. That was just...
We talked about Piggy eating, and then somehow we talked about Lil Nas.
Oh, it's because I saw it on your Twitter page, and I was like just looking at him. And I was like, let's talk about Lil Nas.
Well,
well, there we are.
There we are.
You went from, like, Lil Nas to Tyler to Kanye.
We need to have a pop girl podcast.
Oh, yeah.
A pop girl podcast. I'd be down for that.
Yeah, Alex will be our special guest.
Yes.
I'm super down for that.
Okay.
Pop girls.
Vibes.
Vibe check.
Vibes.
All right. Well, thanks for tuning in to our unnecessarily long podcast today.
Everyone, be safe. Have a good 2 weeks, I guess.
Yeah.
With more hot messes.
Bye.
Bye.